Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
It is Spanning the State. I'm Brian Noonan.
And I am Kristen Bry. And of course, in about 10 minutes, we're going to be cutting to the next press briefing of the shooting that's happened in Madison. And we are following along with that story as much as new updates come in, and we will obviously cut to if anything happens before then, but we are planning to keep you up to date with everything that we know of what's happening in Madison throughout our show and throughout Wisconsin's afternoon news. But with so little information to be able to talk, because there is, we don't know
nothing
much of what's
yet
happening in Madison, and so we can't totally just keep repeating the same facts that we have. So we move on and we talk about some of the other news of the day.
And we're also not in the business of just coming up with random theories. We're telling you what we know that we're getting from Madison police and other authorities in Madison. We're not going to speculate on anything else. We don't know. We'll have more facts, like we said, when we go live to the press conference.
Absolutely. So for now, one of the interviews that we had scheduled for today, because prior to today's news in the Madison school shooting, rocking the country right now is this conversation about what these drones are on the East Coast.
Yes.
And in trying to think about this in a local way, we thought we might talk to a local drone pilot. Of course, Nate Vomhoff is, you probably have seen his pictures of the Milwaukee skyline. He is a beloved photographer who uses a drone. And so I wanted to get your insight. First, I guess, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank
second,
you.
Second, Nate, are you loving this story? Like, are you a drone aficionado who loves hearing about drones?
So I didn't really read anything about this, and I was getting asked, are you flying your drone on the East Coast? Like, what's going on? What's going on? And I finally just, like, brushed up on it today, and I was like, huh, what's going on?
Oh, so you hadn't even been, like, following this?
No, okay. Not at all.
So, all right, let's, can we break down, like, We've all seen people like at the park with the little hobby drones. I guess that would be the.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you use a much more elaborate professional drone. How big can drones get? Because according to some people in New Jersey who may just be, you know, smelling toxic waste, they're as big as cars.
I mean, they can get pretty big. So
okay.
The hobbyist ones are obviously really small. I've got a mini, which is probably the size of your fist. But they can get pretty big. I know, like, okay, the Hollywood ones are probably size of, like, a crate.
So oh, wow, okay.
They can get pretty big.
So is drone just an umbrella term for an unmanned flying object?
Yeah.
So they can do, like, anything from, obviously, what you use it for, which is take pictures. Is
right.
that the primary use?
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of uses. They use it to spray pesticides. They use it to, you know, search for lost animals and people, and I mean, they use it in military exercises. I mean, there's all sorts of different things.
Because it feels like, yeah, it feels like drone is such a blanket term that it doesn't feel necessarily fair to equate, like, you and the pilot license you have for a drone versus whatever these. It seems like flying cars almost, the way that they're reporting the size of these things.
Yeah, it seems a little crazy, but what. Drones used to look like airplanes, right? Like for the military, they kind of had that look, the first ones.
Yeah.
And now they've all changed. Isn't it easy to identify? Like, if I look up in the sky, and I don't know a lot about aircraft, but I know what a plane looks like, I know what a helicopter looks like, and I kind of know what a drone looks like from seeing them. Does it amaze you that people are getting these confused?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the lights are different on the ones on the East Coast. I feel like the photos that I've seen, they're like a white light. But my drone has like a red light and a green light just to show the front and the back. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on out there.
Well, then tell us, because on your website, you say that you're a Part 107 certified pilot.
Yeah,
what does that mean?
So that means you go to take a test. So anytime that you pass the hobbyist phase and people are like actually paying you to do work, you need to get your 107. So that's required by the FAA.
What goes into that?
It's a test. I went to the airport, you know, you register.
Is it like a written test?
Yeah,
or do you have to, is it like a driver's test where you have to show that you know what you're doing with your drone?
It's a written test. And you have to go, and it's like asking you about like if there's wind speeds or anything, like, and flight patterns. Like, there was all sorts of stuff that I didn't really think I'd need to know as a drone pilot, but it was also interesting to learn. So, yeah.
So what are some of the rules that as a licensed drone pilot you have to follow? Can you go down by the airport and just zip around?
No, by the airport it's way more restricted. So it's like a cone shape coming out of the airport. So if you go out too far over Lake Michigan from downtown, you'll hit like a flight path. So you have to be careful. But there's like, I want to say it's similar to like a force field. So it's called a geofence. And there's certain areas you can and can't go. So that kind of protects you. But typically you can't go higher than 400 feet unless you're within a certain radius of a structure. And then you have to keep line of sight of your drone. So those are the
two main ones.
Yeah.
And so what is the recourse? Because I read that it is not legal for a private citizen to shoot down a drone.
No.
Only like the police.
Yeah.
And so it seems like if you go into one of these force field areas, if it gets shot down, it's probably by some kind of authority.
Right, right.
And Has that happened to anyone you know?
No, okay. No. I crash drones on my own terms.
Okay.
I don't need the police to do it for me.
So I'm looking at you brought in a calendar and I'm looking at the beautiful shot on the cover. How difficult is it to get those kind of shots when you have to stay line of sight of your drone?
So I usually try to launch pretty close to what I'm targeting. So, okay. I mean, if I'm shooting by City Hall, I'm going to stand pretty close to City Hall. So I'm not trying to whip it from one side of downtown to the other.
Okay.
So.
All right. Do you have any guesses of what these things are now that you've known a little bit more of what's happening on the East Coast?
I imagine they could be drones. Otherwise, people just don't know what they're looking at in the sky, and it might be a plane. Who knows?
One of the pictures I saw looked exactly like a helicopter. And again, I'm not an aviation genius, but I've seen helicopters.
Yeah, the helicopter tour downtown, they're great.
All right. Well, if you would like to see some drone footage and what can be taken via a camera drone, you should check out Nate's website. It's Nate Baumhoff, VOMHOF.com. Nate, thanks so much and having fun.
Thanks
for coming in and having fun with us
today.
Thanks,
guys.
Appreciate it.
All right, we'll have more after this on Spanning the State.